welcome back to Feathercast. I'm happy to be here with Thomas Gigike, who'll be one of the keynote speakers at the upcoming ApacheCon Europe conference in Berlin. Welcome, Thomas. If you want to introduce yourself, your role, and a little bit about your presentation for ApacheCon Europe.
Sure, Sinead. Thanks a lot. It's great to be here on the podcast. I work for the European Commission, and I'm the director in charge of digital business solutions. I work in the General Directorate for Informatics, and we call ourselves DIGIT to make it a little bit shorter. You can compare DIGIT actually with the corporate IT in a real company, so to speak. So we represent a significant part of the IT work within the European Commission. Lots of it is internally, but lots of it, of course, is also going out to the 28 member states. So some of the work we do actually affects like 500 million people in Europe directly and sometimes indirectly. So you can also see that it makes kind of like clear that we need to have an open source strategy, a certain way to go about open source. So making sure that this open source strategy of the European Commission makes sense is one of my responsibilities. I have to say, one of the most exciting ones. Personally, I joined the Commission only about 2.5 years ago in 2017. And before that, I spent a lot of time in the private sector in various industries. Last, I was CEO of the IT services group of a pharmaceutical conglomerate. And therefore, I'm a little bit of an odd personality here. And I spent most of my life outside the public sector. And I bring a lot of my different experiences into the Commission and trying to help to do my best to make the public services in Europe as close as possible to what European citizens want and need from us.
Wow, that sounds great. Thank you for sharing that, Thomas. It sounds like you've had a very interesting path of how you've gotten to where you are today.
Yeah, you never plan for these things, do you? But it's very grateful for the experiences that I had. And I'm very grateful actually to come at this time of my life into a role where the actual lever of what I'm doing is quite different.
Of course, yeah, that makes complete sense of how you've changed and you've just developed throughout your career and where you are today. Can you talk to me about how you came into your role with Apache?
Yeah, absolutely. The way that we at the European Commission are using open source software goes back to quite a long time. We were one of the early adopters of Linux at the time, which was quite a long time ago. And nowadays, actually, we are using hackathons and bug bounties to actually drive the quality of our software. So our own software they're developing, as well as the tools that we're getting from the market. And of course, lots of the stuff that we are using is out of the Apache portfolio of
solutions. That's great. So what will you be talking about throughout your presentation at Apache?
I want to talk about the vision that we as the European Commission have about going about open source software. We are in the process, actually, and that is truly exciting for us, to finalize the next version of our open source strategy. Our first strategy actually goes back for more than 12 years. And we are now at the level where we want to become an active player in the open source communities and actually be a contributor as much as we are a user. So that means that we will start out maybe even open source software projects, contribute to existing ones. And what is most important for me is that we embracing this open source approach in the way that we work. So we are the corporate IT of Indigit, the corporate IT of the European Commission, but we have all these smaller IT teams across. And what we want to foster is for an organization like ours with overall 32,000 people working in it, what we want to foster is a culture of open-mindedness and really gradually even open up our organization as such. So eventually we might even come out and put most of the code that we are producing within the Commission out in the open, make it at least available to the public at large, so that we can in this way also share our ideas and learn from the influences of the communities and actually bring things make things better, drive the quality of our software, and make things better for the citizens. Because at the end of the day, this is what we do. We try to make our lives for our citizens better.
Well, I think that's great, Thomas, especially that you're inspiring that vision and that culture for the citizens, and you're driving the quality for the citizens of Europe. That's an inspiration to so many different people, especially the people that are using this.
And we learned that only in the last few years, I think it's fair to say. We see the value and the contribution that the open source community can bring to us as a public administration and as a, if you want to look at it like that, service provider to the European citizens, actually quite significant. The enthusiasm of the communities and the combined brain power that we have in the open source communities is something that you can actually not buy with money. You have to buy and earn it as a contributor to this community. And I think with us being a public administration of, or maybe the only public administration, which is truly multinational and is driving open society values across Europe and beyond, is an exciting thing because it mirrors the lifestyle of the open source community.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And Thomas, when will your keynote be taking place?
My keynote takes place on 9 a.m. on the 23rd.
Great. We'll be sure not to miss that keynote.
The details of the keynote, I mean, if you want to have the live performance, of course, you have to come there. And you find the further information on the ApacheCon website, of course. If you want to know more about the background on what the open source strategy of the Commission is nowadays and what we how we go about open source, then don't hesitate to look for us in the search engines. Usually, if you specify open source strategy at the European Commission, you get the pointer and the link to the right place.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Thomas. We look forward to hearing all about your keynote presentation.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Sinead. And thanks for having me, especially on this Feathercast. It's absolutely great to join you in Berlin. And I think it's the 20th anniversary of the Apache Software Foundation. And I think it's a great opportunity to be there on that special date. And I really look forward to engage with the community. Thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure.